Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos. Daf Pei. Hey, picking it up. It's about a base, about a Mishnah. Zok Pei Liga Mishnah. Envian Lomi Beis HaZvalim. When we're talking about now, we continue on talking about the grain that is used as a mincha. We cannot bring a from the Beis HaZvalim. That is a fertilized field. Why would that be the case? Because, for a few reasons. Either because of the fact that it's not because maybe it wasn't fertilized properly and it's going to be lower level, or because it's going to change, it's affect the taste in a negative way. The lower base is not from the irrigated field, because again, it's not going to be good style fruits or vegetables, you know, produce. Velomi Beisaila, not from a Beisailan, which is between the trees, because the trees take up all the nutrients. But if you did that, then kosher, it will be kosher. So what does one do if they want to get the best type of produce to come, to the best grain? What you do is plow in the first year, but you don't plant then. And then the second year, you then plant. You do it before it's Pesach 70 days. For us, the solus movement is going to make a lot of fine flour. Kate said, both, as you check to make sure it's sifted properly. He sticks his hand inside of it. All above, a of dust comes up on his hand. Then, psulad, she not pen, that means it's not sifted enough. You still have that stuff, you have to sift it again. The mitliya psulim becomes full of worms, then it's going to be pasul. Says Gemara, Kate said, Osanar Shana Rishona. How does one work his land? What does he do? He plows it in the first year without putting seeds, and the second year he goes and he puts the seeds. He buy low. Hechigamer nara sana shana rishona ushnia nara vizara. Is it that you plow the field in the first year and the second year also he does it again, and then he sows it, he plants it, or is that the dilma nara shana rishona ushnia zara below nara? He waits. He doesn't do another plowing, but he just then plants without plowing again. That's important to understand. We're talking about like an early plowing. There's also another plowing right before you actually put the seeds in, just to make seeds get in. But we're talking about here, like, you do one plowing early, and then the second year, do you do the plowing again early, or do you just wait until you, you know, plant and stuff? Tashimah, let's take a look to show that he actually does in both years, first year and the second year. The Tanya Ratana Baisa, Amar Biosi, Avchite Kar Zayin Ukfar Achim, also the Chite of these two places over here. Il Mali Smuchus Yerushalayim. If they were next to Yerushalayim, Hayim Mevi'im Hem, they would have bring barley from the Omer from them. Lefishem Mevi'im, that's the Omer Elam and Asodas and Dromos, because they only bring barley from the Omer, for the Omer from, only from the southern fields. Because you have the winter sun is in the southern sky most of the day, and it's going to be, it makes it good. Ve'haminunaros Lekach, and those plowed for the sake of that, Shabahen Chamazarach is on them, the sun rises and shines, Rem Chamazarach is on them, the sun sets, like we said, it's a lot of sun going on at that time, in that place. Kate said, oh, how does he work the land? No Roshana, the verse goes on, it says, No Roshana Rishona, Ushnia Charish Vishona. In the second year, he plows and repeats the plowing. Vizora Kodem, Lepesach Shabnyom, Kadishate Smucha Lechama. So it's good by the sun, what's the greatest strength. Vosa Kane, Zeres, Shibol, Zartayim. And the field will give you a stalk the size of a zeris, and the ear will be the size of two zerises, which is big in chashav. V'kotzer me'amer v'dash. And then he does kotzer, he harvests, he gathers, and he threshes the grain. V'zor u'bor v'tochon merakid. Maybe it's the gizra, bringing to the gizra, the treasury. V'gizra mach the shodah l'socha imosah ba'avak. Omer lo chazor v'napeh l'sah shnia. Mishor v'yosin amru. Gizbar sach yado shaman. The treasure smears into the oil. Machnas is talking. He puts it into the flour. Achimala kol avka, until he brings up all the dust that comes along with it. Katanimias chor shoshana. So what it says with that price over there, he goes ahead in the second year. He plows and repeats it. Does it again. Seems to be for the price we have an answer. You do the first year and the second. Zok the eli gemara valitamech korn teramas nisa lo katani shona. Our mishnah didn't say that he repeats it this second year. Beep. Turn the page. Hey. Amud Beis. Brisa Katani Shana, and Brisa says it does. So we have a Brisa versus a Mishnah. So how are you going to go and use the Brisa to interpret the Mishnah when the two are actually fighting with one another? Hello, Kasha. Kan ba vuda, kamishet avuvda. The Mishnah is talking about a field that was already cultivated, was already worked on, and therefore plowing it twice to the second year, you don't need to. Kamishet avuvda, the Mishnah is talking about a case that it wasn't yet, and therefore you have to go and plow it twice in the second year. Mayavi Allah, what exactly is the Psak? What
What do we paskin?
Toshima wa. The Targum Tanabari said, near Chetzio Vizoria Chetzio, let's say in the first year one plows the entire field and leaves half of it, leave it alone, and then they plant the other half of it. Near Chetzio Vizoria Chetzio, in the second year he again plows the entire field and he leaves it not touched, the other part that he did, half of it, and then he plants the other part that he left over. From here, we see that the second year, a field requires no double plowing. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Ein mevien es ha-omer ele min asados ha-mudroma shabrit. So when you're talking about the omer for the barley, again, the little blinder is striking like crazy over here. We're only bringing the southern fields that are in Eretz Yisrael, shabehen chama zarachas ven chama shukas. That's where the sun rises and sun sets. Tanya Mocher, which backs that up. Avashal omer, omer ha-yabam min bik'as beis malka. Barley for the omer would come from the valley of Beis Malka. Kibas shalus sa'in ha-yisa. It was, the area was three sa'a. Vesadim Ludremas, how he said, it was a southern field, Bacham Bazarchas, and on it the sun would rise and shine, Mendecham Meshukas, and it would also set over there. Nirchatzio Vazarechatzia, and the second year's crop would then be used for the Omer. Rav Chilkia Batuvi, Havale Karna Daria. Rav Chilkia Batuvi had a corner of land in the southern part. Nirchatzio Vazarechatzia, he plowed the entire field and left half of it alone, and then he planted the other half of it, near Chatzia Vazara Chatzia. V'avdal Chad Shrei, and by doing this, the field gave two times the amount. Mazabin Lahu, L'chite L'smida, and he sold the grain for the finest wheat flour. So it shows over here that the planting that was done in the year brings a crop that's both in terms of quantity and in quality. Zak, the next part of the Mishnah, V'im Hitliya Psula, and if the flour became wormy, full of worms, then it's no good as possible. Tanar Rabbanan, Solos Shehitliya Ruba Psula. Let's say you have this fine flour, that majority of it became wormy, it's going to be no good. V'chitin Shehitliya Ruba Psulos. And the wheat, the kernels, the majority of it became wormy, is going to be no good. Bayer B'yirmiya Chita O Barov Sa'a. Is the Bryce speaking of the majority? Barov Chita O Barov Sa'a. It's talking about the majority of the wheat kernel or the majority of the Sa'a. Teku, the Gemara leaves it as a question. Bayrava Higdishan. Let's say I have someone who goes in there, Makdish is wormy wheat kernels and bring for a mincha. Maushi Yilka Alea Mishon Balmum. What's the din in reference to whether or not he should get Malkus for them because of the Isser of being Makdish a carbon that's a Balmum? Kevin the Psil, do we say that the mincha since the mincha is no good, Kabalmum Damis is like a Balmum Dilma? Ain't Balbum Elu Behemoth, only with an animal. Take it, the Gemara doesn't answer. Tanana, some of us over there. Kol H and Imsabot, the last many wood in which worm is found, Pasul Gabi Mashiach. It's possible in reference to them is Beach. Amr Shmuel, Loshan El Alach. It's only talking about if it's moist. Aval Yavish, if it's dry, then go Rav Akasha. You can scrape it off and take off the wormy parts. The reference is going to be good. Bari Rava, Ikadisha, let's say someone is Makdish, this word that's wormy. Maush, Yilka, Allah, Misham Balmum. Give the pasul kabalmum dami odema ein balmum el bebehema take the one leaves it again as a question. Zok the next haliga mishnah. Now there's also different types of oil. Says the mishnah tekoa alpha l'shemen, the oil that comes from tekoa that is alufa olam, the best type of oil, and therefore you should get it from there. Abashalomer shniela regev beivrayarden. Second to that is that from regev, which is in the Yarden, Everly Yarden. Kalar, so how you share. So all the lands are kosher. Ela mikan hayimavim. From there, that's where they bring the oil. Emavim only based as volume. We don't bring oil from the olive trees in a fertilized field. Only based as shlachin, right? Because it's gross. Like we saw before, not based as shlachin because it's not going to be great. Vlomin ma shenizra behem. Not from those olive trees between which seeds are sown, because again, it's going to take away from the olives. Not going to be the greatest quality. If you did a kosher, it's good. Emivian and picaton. We don't bring picaton oil. Rashi says mashalun is basho yafe. If it did not, it didn't ripen well. But if you brought it kosher, it's going to be kosher. Emivian min a gargarin shenishuba mayim. We don't bring oil from olive berries that were soaked and water. V'lo min ha'kvusha v'lo min ha'shluken, not if it's pickled or if it's boiled.
If you did, then pasul is going to be no good. Says the pasuk, we sent the town of Tekoa, brought the best type of oil. So it says, Vayishlach Yov Tekoa, Vayikach Misham, Isha Chachala. Yov sent to Tekoa, he took there a wise woman. Mashtab Tekoa, what's unique about Tekoa that Yov sent to there? It's wise woman. Am Rav Yochanan Mitoch Sheregilin B'Shem Zayis, because the people of Tekoa had a lot of Shem and Zayis, something which is normal to them. And Chachma Mitzuyim Ben, for wisdom was found over there. Rashi Shem and Zayis, B'Fakeches Aleif. It brings wisdom, expands the mind. Tanu Rabbanan V'Tovo B'Shem and Raglo. Pasuk says that he dips, says Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Asher. He dips his foot in oil. Zechelko Sha'asher, the Chilik V'Asher, Shemoshe Shem and Kamayan, where oil flows like a Mayan, like a spring. Amru, and they said, Pamachas, Nitzuchu Lehen Anshe Ludkia B'Shem. One time the people of Ludkia, they needed oil. Minu Lehen Pulmustos Echad. So they set up an agent, Rashi says, Ovi Kochav Memuna, they got a shliach. And Amar Lo, they said to him, Lech v'havi lanu shemen b'meir rivoy, go bring us 1,000,000 mana worth of oil. Okay? That's a lot of oil. Halach Yerushalayim, he went to Yerushalayim. Amar Lo, lech l'tzor. People there told him, go to Tzor. Halach l'tzor. Amar Lo, lech l'gush chalav, go to Gush Chalav. At a place which is near Asher, Halach Gush Chalav. Lo, Alech to Ploni, Lasad Alas. They said to him, go to this person, to that particular field. They found that this farmer was digging under his olive tree. Amlo says, Yeshlach Shemen B'Meir Riboy Shani Tzarech. Do you have 1,000,000 mana worth of oil that I need? Amlo said, Hamtin Liat Shasai Melachdi. Wait until I finish my work. Himtin Ad Shisim Melachdo. He waited. The farmer tied up his tools and threw them over his shoulder. And he was clearing stones from the field on his way home. So he said again, do you have 1,000,000 mana worth of oil? Shliach thought, like they're making some sort of joke over here. Right, he saw that this Jew was doing this hard work and digging, clearing stones by himself without the people there. That he thought that he was really a poor fellow, and he didn't believe that he had so much oil. But when they came to the town, Maizer brought out a small kettle of hot water. He washed his hands and his feet in it. She then brought out from a golden basin filled with oil. He dipped his hands and his feet in it. To fulfill the pasuk, it says that he dips his foot in oil. Right, the oil of Gush Chalav in Asher. There was so much that they would soak their feet in it. After they drank, he gave them, he measured out like what he wanted, how much he wanted. And then he says to him, do you need any more? Amar lo. So the sheikh said, hey, yep, I need more. Al shen li damim. I don't have any money left in order to go to pay you. Amar lo, im ata rotze likach. So he says to him, if you want to take more, kach. Vani elech imach v'etu damim. If I'm going to go with you, and get the money. Modad lo shemen shmona asariboy. So he agreed. And he measured from another 100. Shmona asar ribo, 180,000 mana worth of oil. Amru, so the people there said, after this happened, lohin yechos oish, the sheikh didn't leave any animal. Losus v'lo peredvil, gamu v'lo chamor, be'eretz Yisrael, shloscharo, a horse, a mule, tie, a camel, a donkey, that he didn't hire to carry all the oil back to Lutkia. He had so much oil. When the agent got to the Neshach, got to the city, Yacho Anche Yeru Lakalso, they came out to go and praise him for, this big buy that he just bought. Amar Lahem, he says to them, Loli Kalsuni, not me, Elazar Shabai, me, this man who came with me, Shimon Lishema Meir Riva, he mentioned for me 1,000,000 mana worth of oil. Very Nosha B, Bishmon Asaribai. And he has a claim of 180,000 mana on me for more oil that I bought.
Lakai Meshed Emet Apol, that was the Pasuk says. That is to play out, fulfill this prophecy of this Pasuk. Yesh v'sasher v'ein kol. There's someone who gives the impression of being wealthy and has nothing. Misroshesh v'hon rav. One who gives the impression of being poor and he has great wealth. Don't be fooled, right? Some people, they pretend like they're wealthy, really have nothing. Other people behave like they're poor, but really they got a lot over there. Now, that's this Jewish farm over here. He was digging by himself, clearing it away, but he ended up being a lot wealthier than one would have thought. Let's look at the next part of the Mishnah. We don't bring oil from the olive trees in a fertilized field. We don't bring unpikanun oil. And if you did it, it's going to be no good. Don't bring unpikanun, this oil. Beep, turn the page. This is going to be no good. Because it's considered Sraf, it's not considered even oil. Saying that it's no good makes it seem as if it's oil in the first place. But here, this is telling us it's not even considered oil. I'm a real sif lokasha. Harabichia, that's Rabichia, Harabishim bar Rabbi. The Rabichia, Zarek, Rabichia, threw out a picanon. He chucked it, right? He didn't consider it was oil at all. And it was just a secretion of sorts. Rabishim bar Rabbi, metabol bay. He would dip his foot inside of it, right? He used it like you use oil. So our Mishnah, which calls it type of oil, but says it's no good, goes according to him. We see Menach, and the way to remember who treated like oil is Ashirin Mekamsin. The wealthy act like Kamsanin. Rav Shimon was by Rabbi Yehuda, unless he was very wealthy, but he acted like a Kamsan, right? He would store away things, and he used this type of oil, which isn't like the great level of oil. Then we have the Megillah Esther. She shachad Hashem Shemin Amor. It says in the Pasuk, 6 months with Shemin Amor. My Shemin Amor, this looks very familiar because it should be a Gemara, which is located in Megillah. Let's see. Here, yeah. Well, Megillah Gimel. Also, my God, Sachem Shabbos. My Shemin Amor, Yehuna Barchia Amar, Stachta. It's Sachta, which is in Baltimore. Jeremiah Bar Abba Amar. Shem is Eishel of Yashlish. Olive oil didn't reach a third of its growth. Time was in the Bible. Shem Yehuda Amar. And Pekanon, Shem is Eishel of Yashlish. Lam is Sachin also. Why do people anoint themselves with it? The Shem and Amar. Shem Masir. Masir is a Seir. Ma'adin is a Basa. Because it removes the hair. It causes the skin to glow. Very strong, and it can actually take out hair, and it causes the skin to glow. So, the next part of the Mishnah, the last part, Nivin Mina Gargarin, Shinisha Amai. We don't bring oil from olives berries that were soaked in water, and not from those that were pickled or boiled. Tanar Abanan. Shemin Zayas, olive oil from olives that were covered, Shaluk Shari, pickled, boiled, or soaked in water, Shel Shmarm, or of Shmarm, is a sediment. So reach ra over it has a bad smell, though if you don't bring it from heavy possible, brought it so good. Boy rabbic, disho, let's say person makhlishim, mashi yilkar love me shum balmum. Given the pasuk balm dummy, odilma ain balmum ella bevehema. And again we ask that question, we leave it with a take you. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.